It's a beautiful day for the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Today we count down the top 40 songs of October 31st, 1960. Holding down the number 40 spot, one of the classic instrumental groups of the 1960s. Here's the first hit for The Ventures. Walk. Don't run. Originally known as the Versatones, from Tacoma, Washington, those are the Ventures with their first hit, Walk, Don't Run. That got as high as number 2, slips down to number 40 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. And 4 years later, the Ventures would do Walk, Don't Run, 1964. We're moving up now to song number 39 on this week's countdown. Oh, one of your faves. Here's Annette and Pineapple Princess. Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon movies at the drive-in. Oh, and of course, you couldn't tell your mother how they were dressed. She wouldn't let you go next weekend. That's Annette Funicello and Pineapple Princess, song number 39 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Now, can you tell me, what was the year that Annette became a Mouseketeer? What was the year Annette became a Mouseketeer? 338-1280 is the number. Tremel, where are you calling from?
Maplewood.
Maplewood. How is life in Maplewood this morning?
Oh, real busy on a Saturday morning.
Oh, isn't it a beautiful day?
It's gorgeous.
Oh, no kidding. Now, what was the first year that Annette became a Mouseketeer?
1955.
1955 is absolutely correct. Whoopee! Yes, we got another winner here on TC. You have an Engler Theater's Golden Pass card on the way.
Well, thank you very much.
Hang on, I'll get your address. Okay. Wonder what the weather's like in Alaska. Let's head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. This is song number 38 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown.
Way up north. Way up north. Way up north.
That's number 38 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. That one got as high as number 4 for Johnny Horton, North to Alaska. You know, you're right. They don't make music like they used to, especially the golden instrumentals. Gonna hear a few of those today. This one's below the top 40. It eventually hit number 2 for Floyd Kramer. Ah, nothing like waking up to an easygoing piano on Saturday morning. This is called Last Date. Remember yours? Floyd Kramer and Last Date. Moving up another notch on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown with song number 37. It's Chubby Checker and the Hucklebuck. Probably not one of Chubby Checker's bigger hits, The Hucklebuck. Number 37 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. It did reach number 14. If you are crying the blues this morning, maybe this is your kind of tune. Teresa Brewer. And song number 36 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. I don't believe you love me anymore. That's Teresa Brewer with song number 36 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. This was a popular hit in 1960. A couple of guys from Wisconsin who recorded this song here in the Twin Cities. It's the Fendermen and Mule Skinner Blues.
Good morning, Captain. Well, good morning to you.
Oh, Shadows up Coon Rapids way do a heck of a job on that one, too. Mule Skidder Blues there, 1960 with the Fendermen. We count down the top 40 songs of October 31st, 1960 today. And here is song number 35 by Jackie Wilson, Alone at Last.
Alone at last.
you hear the words in that song talking about kissing your eyes and your lips? God, makes you want to put the kids up for adoption. At least get a babysitter for a couple of weeks. Jackie Wilson, song number 35 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown, Alone at Last. Moving right along now to song number 34. The Olympics. Shimmy Like Kate. Like the Coasters, they were from Los Angeles. The Olympics and Shimmy Like Kate. That song, number 34 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Did you catch Dick Clark's American Bandstand anniversary show last night? Oh, I tell you, brought back some great memories. And one of the groups that was on Dick Clark's American Bandstand show last night is next on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. And we're moving along in our TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. One of the groups that you saw on last night's Dick Clark American Bandstand anniversary show was the Platters. Four guys and a gal singing to each his own. 33 on the TC Golden Top 40.
Roads must remain with the sun and the rain.
One of the top vocal groups of all time, the Platters and To Each His Own. That was number 43 according to Cashbox Top 100 last week. And this week it's number 33 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Here is an extra, one that has just fallen off the top 40 this week. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters with Finger Poppin' Time. It's Finger Poppin' Time. Hank Ballard did the original twist. You will hear the big hit, Chubby Checker's Twist, later today on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown, along with another song from Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. 1960. 8 days away from the presidential election. Nixon and Kennedy doing some last-minute scrambling. Kennedy in Pennsylvania. Nixon on his way to Alaska, trying to pick up those last-minute votes. Las Vegas odds makers have John F. Kennedy down at 7-5 for becoming the first Catholic president of the United States. And on the radio, we hear the voice of Dinah Washington. Love Walked In. 32.
Love walked right in and drove the shoe.
Dinah Washington and Love Walked In. It's number 32 on this week's TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Steve, let's go back 2 years because this song does seem to apply today.
It's summertime, summertime, summertime.
Sam Cooke and Wonderful World.
Don't know much about history,
but a wonderful world is for me.
Sam Cooke and the Wonderful World of 1960 will continue with song number 31 on TC's Golden Top 40 Countdown, WWTC. Good morning and welcome back to the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown, counting down the top 40 songs for October 31st, 1960. Here is song number 31. Something you may not know too much about. Sleep, Little Willie John. Just over 5 feet tall, that's why they called him Little Willie John. With a big voice, though, for Duke Ellington and the Count Basie bands in the early 50s, he also co-wrote the song Fever, which was a big hit for Peggy Lee in 1958, and you just heard his biggest hit, Sleep, 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 got as high as number 13 for Little Willie John. Oh, by the way, Little Willie John was sent to Washington State Penitentiary in Walla Walla for stabbing a man to death during a brawl in a Seattle cafe in 1966 and died in prison of pneumonia in 1968. Yes, you're getting very sleepy. Very, very sleepy. One of your rock and roll heroes has just taken the seat beside you. And is about to sing to your heart. Number 30, Elvis Presley, a former number one. It's now or never.
It's now or never, my love.
Now song number 29. Remember the movie Never on Sunday? Many people did themes. Don Costa had the hit. Oh, never on Sunday. Well, maybe once in a while. That is the hit. Song number 29, Don Costa, Never on Sunday. There are 9 versions listed on Cashbox Top 100 for October 31st, 1960. Let me just give you a few of these names. Maybe you'll recognize a couple. Nico Papadopoulos, Pete King, Giorgio Petrolis, Raymond Lefevre, Katia Ranieri. Some real household names here. Makadopoulos, Marty Gold. Oh, I love those simple ones. Ray Martin and Don Costa. By the way, Don Costa got to number 19 with that song and then re-released it again the next year when the Cordettes had the song Never on Sunday. Cordettes got up to number 13 then in 61, and Don Costa again hit number 37. So a long-lasting song there. As we've been doing these TC Golden Top 40 countdowns here on Saturday, we've been finding out just how many hits Fats Domino did have. Here's another one. It's called Three Nights a Week, and it's song number 28.
You're gone. Three nights a week, that's too long.
Nice piano there, huh? Fats Domino and Three Nights a Week, song number 28 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. The TC Golden Top 40 Countdown now moves up to song number 27. This is Etta James and My Dearest Darling.
All I need, my dearest darling.
My Dearest Darling. That's Etta James and song number 27 on the TC Golden Top 40 Countdown. Etta James Hawkins, discovered by Johnny Otis of the Johnny Otis Show, and got her going in 55 with some Hank Ballard tunes. Songs like Work With Me Annie and Annie Had a Baby, Roll With Me Henry. And, you know, the record company people thought those titles were just too suggestive back in 1959. Roll With Me Henry? Well, I can understand how they felt. Thought it was a little too risque, so they changed the song to The Wallflower. And that is the first hit that Etta James had back in 1955. Etta James had a problem with drugs a little later on, spent some time in a hospital, like many. And now we have Below the Top 40, a song that we are picking to hit the top 40 in the next week and be a big hit for Gary U.S. Bonds. His first, New Orleans.
I said, hey.